Aesop's Fables. 50 Favorite Tales, Illustrated for Children. Sign up for our newsletter and get a free 30-page activity book, plus downloadable audiobooks. Perfect for keeping your kids entertained on car rides or giving you a few quiet moments to get things done. Listen and learn. Fun, educational audiobooks. Kids can follow along with. Read in color. Delightful reading and coloring books for ages 3 to 12 years old. Join our mailing list to get exclusive bonuses. Get new freebies, sneak peeks, and early access to upcoming books. Keep your child excited about reading all year long. Join a growing community of parents who want screen-free, creative fun for their kids. Visit letscolorimaginations.com. And don't forget to tell a friend. Aesop's Fables, 50 Favorite Tales Illustrated for Children, is a collection of stories originally illustrated by Milo Winters in his book, Aesop's Fables for Children. According to tradition, Aesop lived in ancient Greece between 620 and 564 BCE. He is best known for his fables, short stories that have been told and retold for centuries. Talking animals and exciting adventures fill the stories and fables for children, and they are not just for fun. They also teach important life lessons. We know that sometimes old stories can be hard to understand, so we've worked to make these fables easier for kids like you to enjoy. Our version keeps the heart and soul of each tale, ensuring you get the same wisdom children have learned for hundreds of years. We explained clearly what each story teaches us at the end, so that you can reflect on the lesson in your own life. We filled the book with colorful and friendly illustrations to make these fables even more special. We have drawn these pictures in a style that you'll find familiar and fun, helping to bring each tale to life in a vivid and exciting way. As you read each fable, you'll meet clever animals, learn about right and wrong, and discover why being kind, brave, and smart is important. These stories might be old, but the lessons they teach are perfect for kids like you today. So get ready to explore the wonderful world of Aesop's Fables, which has been adapted just for you. We hope you'll love these stories and the beautiful illustrations. And most of all, we hope you will carry the lessons you learn here with you as you grow. Let's begin our journey into a world where animals talk and every story has a bit of wisdom to share. The Wolf and the Kid. There was once a little kid whose growing horns made him think he was a grown-up billy goat and able to take care of himself. So one evening, when the flock was on its way home from the pasture, his mother called him. The kid did not pay attention and didn't listen to his mother. Instead, he kept on eating grass and enjoying that delicious moment. Suddenly, when he lifted his head, he found that his mother and the flock were no longer there. He was all alone in the middle of the field. He got scared by noises of the grass created by the strong and cold wind and seeing the long shadows on the ground. The kid got worried and scared when he thought about the scary and bad wolf. Then he ran and cried, calling his mother, hoping that she could hear him, crying for help. Suddenly, in the bunch of the trees, there was the wolf. The kid knew there was little hope for him at that moment.
"Please, Mr. Wolf,"
he said while shaking.
"I know you are going to eat me, but first, please, pipe me a song, for I want to dance and be happy as long as I can."
The wolf liked the idea of a little music before eating, so he struck up a cheerful tune, and the kid jumped and danced happily. Meanwhile, the flock was moving slowly on their way home. In the still evening air, the piping of the wolf carried far. The shepherd dogs recognized the song that the wolf sang before a feast, and in a moment, they were racing back to the pasture, thinking that one goat was in danger. The wolf stopped his piping and ran so quickly when he saw the dogs, but no chance of escaping them. He then called himself a fool for turning piper to entertain a kid when he should have stuck to his butcher's trade. Moral lesson of the story. Don't let anything stop you from your goal. The tortoise and the ducks. The tortoise carries his house on his back. He wanted to leave it, but no matter what he did, he still remained stuck with it. Jupiter punished him for being such a lazy friend that he did not attend Jupiter's wedding, even when he was specially invited, and now he suffers this burden. The tortoise regretted not attending Jupiter's wedding because he would feel jealous when he sees other animals running and flying more easily and faster than him, excitedly going about to see everything there was to be seen. That made the tortoise very sad and discontented. He wanted to see the world too, but the house on his back and his little short legs did not allow him to explore and discover the world with no house on his back. One day, the tortoise met two ducks. He said all his troubles to them. After hearing the tortoise problems, the ducks wanted to help him.
We can help you see the world. Take hold of this stick with your teeth, and we will carry you far up in the air where you can see the whole countryside. But keep quiet or you will be sorry,
they said. The tortoise happily bit onto this stick. Then the two ducks held the stick with each of them on one end, and they flew him up high into the sky, nearly touching the clouds. Suddenly, a crow flew by, and to his amazement, he said,
"This must surely be the king of tortoises!"
The tortoise then responded,
"Why, certainly."
But as soon as he opened his mouth to speak, he forgot and lost his grip on the stick and fell to the ground. Moral lesson of the story. People often get into trouble because they only want to show off.
The frogs and the ox.
One day, there was a big ox. He went to a watery place to have a drink. When he went into the water, he accidentally splashed the water and crushed a young frog into the mud. The old frog noticed that the little frog was missing. So the old frog asked his frog's family,
"Hey, where is our little brother?"
One of the young frogs replied,
"A giant monster stepped on our little brother with its giant foot."
The old frog puffed herself up and asked,
"Was the monster as big as me?"
"No, much bigger."
The old frog got even puffier and said,
"He couldn't have been bigger than this."
But the little frog said that the monster was way, way bigger. The old frog tried to puff up even more and more to show how big the monster was. And suddenly, pop! She burst like a balloon. Moral of the story. Do not try to do things you cannot do. The frogs and the ox. One day, there was a big ox. He went to a watery place to have a drink. When he went into the water, he accidentally splashed the water and crushed a young frog into the mud. The old frog noticed that the little frog was missing. So the old frog asked his frog's family,
"Hey, where is our little brother?"
One of the young frogs replied,
"A giant monster stepped on our little brother with its giant foot."
The old frog puffed herself up and asked,
"Was the monster as big as me?"
"No, much bigger."
The old frog got even puffier and said,
"He couldn't have been bigger than this."
But the little frog said that the monster was way, way bigger. The old frog tried to puff up even more and more to show how big the monster was. And suddenly, She burst like a balloon. Moral of the story, do not try to do things you cannot do.
Belling the cat. One day, the mice had a meeting to figure out how to get away from their enemy, the cat. They wanted to have a way and a good plan of knowing when she was coming so they could run away and hide. But they cannot think of a good way to do it. Suddenly, a young mouse got up and shared his idea, which was very simple, but just might work.
We just need to hang a bell around the cat's neck. In that way, when we hear the bell ringing, we will know the cat is coming.
He proudly said. The other mice thought it was a cool idea, that they never thought of this plan before. They happily celebrate as, finally, they have a better way of running away from the cat. But then an old mouse got up and said,
I will say that the plan of the young mouse is very good, but let me ask one question. Who will bell the cat?
Moral of the story. Saying something is one thing, but doing it is a different matter.
Belling the cat.
One day, the mice had a meeting to figure out how to get away from their enemy, the cat. They wanted to have a way and a good plan of knowing when she was coming so they could run away and hide. But they cannot think of a good way to do it. Suddenly, a young mouse got up and shared his idea, which was very simple but just might work.
We just need to hang a bell around the cat's neck. In that way, when we hear the bell ringing, we will know the cat is coming.
He proudly said. The other mice thought it was a cool idea, that they never thought of this plan before. They happily celebrate as finally they have a better way of running away from the cat. But then an old mouse got up and said,
I will say that the plan of the young mouse is very good, but let me ask one question. Who will bell the cat?
Moral of the story. Saying something is one thing, but doing it is a different matter.
The eagle and the jackdaw.
One day a jackdaw saw an eagle fly down, grab a lamb in her talons, and bring her catch in her nest. The playful jackdaw, thinking that he was big, strong enough, and can do what the eagle did to catch its food, he flew down on a large ram, but ended up tangled in the ram's wool and couldn't fly away with the ram. The ram did not even notice him getting stuck. Suddenly, the shepherd saw Jackdaw being in trouble. Instead of helping, he ran up to the jackdaw, caught it, and clipped its wings so it could not fly away. That evening, the shepherd gave the jackdaw to his children.
What a funny bird this is,
his children said while laughing.
What is it called, father?
They asked.
That is a jackdaw, my children. But if you ask him, he would say he is an eagle.
Moral of the story. Don't let your pride make you think you can do more than you can.
Hercules and the Wagoner.
On a rainy day, there was a farmer driving his wagon on a muddy road. The mud was so deep that the horses can hardly pull the wagon through it. Suddenly, one of the wagon's wheels sank into a hole and the wagon got stuck. The farmer immediately got down from his wagon and just stood there, looking at it, and did not do anything to get it out of the hole. Sadly, he just kept on telling his bad luck because of having a bad day and just called loudly for Hercules to help him. Hercules showed up to him. Then he said,
You need to make some effort if you want to move that wagon, man. Just looking at it and complaining will not help. Hercules will not help you unless you do something to help yourself.
After hearing what Hercules told, the farmer did his best to push the wagon and made the horses hop to it. Then it slid. Finally, the farmer rode along in a better mood and with an excellent lesson learned from his experience. Moral of the story, people can help themselves by doing things on their own. Other people can help, but it is best to help oneself first.
The town mouse and the country mouse.
Once upon a time,
Town Mouse decided to visit his cousin, who lived in the countryside. For lunch, the Country Mouse gave her cousin things like wheat stalks, roots, and acorns to eat, along with some cold water to drink. The Town Mouse didn't eat much and seemed like she didn't like the food. After they finished eating, they talked a lot. The Town Mouse told stories about her good life in the city, and the Country Mouse listened with amazement. Then after, they went to sleep in a good nest in the backwoods and slept comfortably until morning. The Country Mouse had a dream that she was a Town Mouse, living the exciting city life her cousin talked about. The next day, the Town Mouse invited the Country Mouse to come and see her city home. She happily said yes. When they got there, they found a fancy table with lots of delicious food from a big feast. There were yummy sweets, jellies, pastries, and amazing cheeses. All the tastiest things a mouse could think of. But right when the Country Mouse was about to taste a pastry, they heard a cat meow loudly and scratch at the door. They got really scared and hid, not moving for a long time because they were so afraid. When they finally felt safe to come out, the servants came in to clean the table, and the house dog followed them. Losing their chance to eat the yummy food served on the table, the Country Mouse quickly went back to his countryside and didn't want to stay in town. She grabbed her bag and umbrella and said,
"You might have fancy things that I don't, but I like my simple life in the countryside, where I feel safe and peaceful."
Moral of the story: having some money and being safe is better than having a lot of money and being scared.
The Fox and the Grapes. One day, a fox saw some yummy ripe grapes hanging high on a tree. They looked so juicy that the fox really wanted to eat them. His mouth watered just by looking at them. The grapes were on a branch that was quite high up, so the fox had to jump to reach them. At first attempt, he tried to jump but couldn't reach them. He took a few steps back and then ran and jumped. But still, he couldn't get to the grapes. He tried many times, but every time he fell short. Finally, the fox got tired and sat down. He looked at the grapes and felt a bit upset. He said,
"What a fool I am, trying to get these grapes that are not even worth getting."
And Fox walked away, feeling annoyed. Moral of the story: some people don't like things that are too hard for them. The Wolf and the Crane. One day, a hungry wolf ate too much, and a bone got stuck in his throat. He couldn't swallow or spit it out, and he couldn't eat anything. This was a big problem for the wolf, who loved to eat a lot. So, the wolf went to a crane for help. He thought the crane's long neck and beak could reach the bone and take it out.
"I'll give you a reward for helping me,"
the wolf promised. The crane felt scared because she didn't want to put her head inside the wolf's mouth, but she really wanted the reward, so she agreed to help. When the crane removed the bone, the wolf turned to leave without giving her anything.
"But where's my reward?"
asked Crane worriedly.
"What?"
growled the wolf, turning back.
"Didn't you get it? Isn't it enough that I didn't bite off your head while you were helping me?"
Moral lesson of the story: don't expect a reward for doing bad things.
The Lion and the Mouse. Once upon a time, there was a big, strong lion who was sleeping in the forest with his head on his paws. A small and scared mouse accidentally ran across his nose. The lion woke up, and he was so angry that he wanted to crush the mouse with his paw. The little mouse begged,
"Please, don't hurt me. Let me go, and one day I promise I'll help you."
The lion thought it was funny that a tiny mouse could help him, but he decided to let the mouse go. A few days later, the lion got caught in a hunter's net while trying to catch his food. He couldn't escape and roared in frustration. The mouse heard the lion's roar, recognized it, and rushed to help. She chewed on one rope of the net until it broke, freeing the lion. The mouse said,
"Remember when I promised to help you? Now you see, even a tiny mouse can save a big, strong lion."
The Shepherd Boy and the Wolf. Once upon a time, there was a boy who took care of his master's sheep near a dark forest. He got bored because there wasn't much to do. All he could do was talk to his dog and play music on his special pipe. One day, he had an idea of having some fun. His master had told him that if a dangerous wolf came, he should shout for help, and the people from the nearby village would come to protect the sheep. Even though he had seen no wolves, he tricked the villagers. He ran to the village shouting, "Wolf! Wolf!
Wolf! Wolf!"
The villagers heard him and rushed to the pasture. But when they arrived, they realized it was just a prank. The boy laughed at them. A few days later, the boy played the same trick again and shouted,
"Wolf! Wolf!"
Once more, the villagers came running, but the boy fooled them again. Then, one evening, when the sun was setting and the shadows were getting long, a real wolf appeared and attacked the sheep. The terrified boy screamed,
"Wolf! Wolf!"
But this time, the villagers didn't believe him because he had tricked them before. Sadly, the wolf killed many of the boy's sheep and disappeared into the forest. Moral lesson of the story: no one believes a liar even when he is telling the truth.
The Farmer and the Stork. Once upon a time, there was a kind and honest stork who lived with his bird friends. One day, a group of playful cranes invited the stork to join them on a trip to a newly planted field. Excited, the stork happily agreed to go along with them. But things didn't go as planned. When they reached the field, they all got caught in a net set up by the farmer to protect his crops. The birds were stuck and couldn't fly away. The stork, being a sincere and honest bird, went to the farmer and begged,
"Please, Mr. Farmer, let me go. I didn't know the cranes were planning to steal anything. You see, I come from a family of honest birds, and I didn't mean to do anything wrong."
The farmer looked at the stork and said,
"You might be a wonderful bird, but you were caught with the cranes who were trying to steal from my field. You will have to face the same punishment as them."
Moral of the story: people will think you are like the people you hang out with. The Frogs Who Wished for a King. Once upon a time, there were some frogs who lived in a big pond. These frogs were tired of having to make their own decisions and wanted someone to rule over them. They thought it would be fun to have a king just like the kings they heard about in stories. So they wrote a letter to Jupiter, the ruler of the gods, and asked him to give them a king. Jupiter looked down
and saw that the frogs were silly, but granted their wish. He dropped a big log into the pond, making a loud splash. The frogs initially felt scared, as they thought the log was a giant king. But as time went on, they realized the log was just a log. They started using it as a diving board and a place to hang out. They didn't have a proper king to tell them what to do, so they began complaining about their government to Jupiter. Jupiter decided to teach them a lesson. He sent a crane to be their king this time. The crane was not like the log at all. It started eating the frogs. The frogs quickly realized their mistake and were very unhappy. They begged Jupiter to get rid of the mean crane king. Jupiter scolded them and said,
"You asked for a king, and now you have one. It's your own fault for not being happy with what you had before."
Moral lesson of the story. You should improve your condition before you try to change it.
The Wolf and His Shadow.
Once upon a time, there was a wolf who felt very hungry one evening. He saw his shadow stretching out on the ground because of the setting sun, making him look much larger than he actually was. The wolf thought,
"Wow, I'm so big and powerful. I shouldn't be afraid of a tiny lion. I'll prove I'm better than him."
But just as he was boasting, a massive shadow covered him completely. Suddenly, a real lion appeared and with a single powerful strike, defeated the wolf. Moral lesson: don't let your fantasies make you forget what is real.
The Boys and the Frogs.
Once upon a time, some boys were playing near a pond. In that pond, there lived a family of frogs. The boys thought it would be fun to throw stones into the pond, making them skip on the water. The boys kept throwing stones into the pond, and they were having a great time. But the poor frogs who lived in the pond were really scared. They were shaking with fear. Then, the bravest frog, who was also the oldest, stuck his head out of the water and said,
"Please, dear children, stop your mean game. Even though it's fun for you, it means big trouble for us."
Moral lesson: when you are doing something that might bother someone else, stop and think about whether it is worth it.
The Boys and the Frogs.
Once upon a time, some boys were playing near a pond. In that pond, there lived a family of frogs. The boys thought it would be fun to throw stones into the pond, making them skip on the water. The boys kept throwing stones into the pond, and they were having a great time. But the poor frogs who lived in the pond were really scared. They were shaking with fear. Then the bravest frog, who was also the oldest, stuck his head out of the water and said,
"Please, dear children, stop your mean game. Even though it's fun for you, it means big trouble for us."
Moral lesson: when you are doing something that might bother someone else, stop and think about whether it is worth it.
The Crow and the Pitcher.
Once upon a time, there was a thirsty crow during the dry season. It found a pitcher with a bit of water inside. The problem was that the water was way down at the bottom, and the crow couldn't reach it because the pitcher had a narrow neck. The crow felt really thirsty and didn't know what to do. Then it had an idea. It started picking up small pebbles and dropping them into the pitcher one by one. Every time it added a pebble, the water level inside the pitcher went up a bit. Finally, after dropping enough pebbles, the water was high enough for the crow to drink from it. Moral of the story: sometimes we can use our brain to help us out when we are in a tough spot.
The Ants and the Grasshopper.
Once upon a time,
In the fall, a family of ants was busy in the warm sun, drying the food they had saved all summer. Then, a hungry grasshopper carrying his fiddle came and asked for some food. The ants were surprised and asked,
"Haven't you saved any food for winter? What did you do all summer?"
The grasshopper sadly replied,
"I didn't have time to save food. I was busy making music, and summer slipped away."
The ants were not happy with this.
"Making music, huh? Well then, dance!"
They turned away and continued their work. Moral lesson: there are times for work, and there are times for play. The Two Goats. Once upon a time, there were two happy goats who met on a steep mountain. There was a deep gap with a powerful river flowing through it. The only way to cross was a fallen tree trunk, but it was so narrow that even two squirrels couldn't pass each other safely on it. But these goats were both very stubborn. They didn't want to step aside and let the other one go first. So they both stepped onto the log, and in the middle, they got stuck, horn to horn. Neither of them would give in, and sadly, they both fell into the rushing river below. Moral lesson: it is better to give in than to have problems because you are stubborn. The Donkey and the Load of Salt. Once upon a time, there was a merchant who had a donkey. The merchant used to take the donkey to the seashore to collect salt, which was a heavy load. They had crossed a river many times safely, but one day, the donkey slipped and fell in the water, causing some of the salt to dissolve. Surprisingly, the donkey felt lighter and happier, making the journey easier. The next day, the merchant went for more salt. On the way back, the donkey, remembering the lighter load from the previous day, intentionally fell into the river again to get rid of some salt. The merchant, frustrated by the donkey's tricks, decided to teach him a lesson. The merchant took the donkey back to the seashore, but this time, he loaded the donkey with two heavy baskets of sponges. When they reached the river, the donkey tried to repeat his trick, but it didn't work with the sponge. Now the donkey had to carry a load much heavier than before, and he regretted his earlier dishonesty. Moral of the story: different things work for different situations. The Lion and the Gnat. Once upon a time, there was a lion who got really annoyed by a tiny gnat buzzing around him. The lion, feeling superior, said,
"Go away, pesky insect!"
But the gnat wasn't afraid and mocked the lion for his title as king of the jungle. Then, in a surprising move, the gnat stung the lion on the nose. Enraged, the lion tried to swat the gnat with his mighty paws, but he ended up hurting himself more than the gnat. The gnat continued to sting the lion, causing him great pain. Eventually, the lion gave up, exhausted and wounded from his own actions. The gnat, feeling victorious, flew away to brag about defeating the king of beasts. However, his pride led him straight into a spider's web, and he met a miserable end, becoming the prey of a tiny spider. Moral of the story: the most dangerous thing we can do is to be careless. We should not be proud of our successes and let our guard down. The Rooster and the Jewel. Once upon a time, there was a busy little rooster. He was pecking and scratching the ground, searching for food to feed his family. As he dug into the dirt, he suddenly unearthed a shiny, valuable jewel that someone had lost. The rooster looked at the jewel and thought,
"Wow,
You must be really valuable. The person who lost you must be very upset. But for me, I'd rather have a tiny grain of barley over all the fancy jewels in the world.
Moral of the story: precious things are without value to these who do not appreciate them.
The Wolf and the Lamb.
Once upon a time, there was a little lamb enjoying a drink by a stream in the woods. Nearby, a hungry wolf was on the hunt for food. The wolf spotted the lamb, but felt guilty about just grabbing it. So he made up an excuse. He angrily said to the lamb,
"You're stirring up the mud in my stream!"
He angrily accused the lamb of stirring up the mud in his stream and demanded that the lamb be punished for its actions. The lamb, trembling with fear, replied,
"I mean no harm, Your Highness. I can't muddy the water for you because you're upstream and I'm downstream."
The wolf, not willing to give up, growled,
"You did it last year, or someone in your family did."
The lamb pleaded,
"I wasn't even born last year, and I have no brothers."
Unwilling to let the lamb go, the wolf declared,
"Well, it doesn't matter who did it. I'm not giving up my breakfast."
And with that, the wolf snatched the innocent lamb and carried it away into the forest. Moral of the story: the tyrant always finds a way to be mean. The unjust person doesn't want to listen to what the innocent person has to say. The Fox and the Stork. Once upon a time, there was a mischievous fox who loved making fun of the stork because of the stork's peculiar appearance. The fox hatched a plan to have some fun at the stork's expense. The fox invited the stork over for dinner and greeted him with a sly grin. For the meal, the fox served soup in a shallow dish, making it impossible for the stork to eat it with his long, slender beak. The fox easily slurped up the soup and pretended to relish every sip, adding to the stork's disappointment. The stork, though hungry and upset, didn't lose his temper. Instead, he taught the fox a lesson. He invited the fox to his home for dinner in return. When the fox arrived, the tantalizing aroma of a delicious fish dinner greeted him. However, the stork served the meal in a tall jar with a narrow neck. The stork could effortlessly reach the food with his long beak, while the fox struggled to access it, only managing to lick the outside of the jar and sniff the delightful scent. The fox, feeling frustrated and foolish, finally lost his temper. But the calm and collected stork simply said,
"Now you know how it feels,"
leaving the fox to reflect on his unkind actions. Moral of the story: treat others as you would like to be treated.
The Wolf and the Lion.
Once upon a time, there was a wolf who had snatched a lamb intending to eat it. As he was carrying the lamb to his den, he unexpectedly crossed paths with a mighty lion. The lion wasted no time and took the lamb away from the wolf with no excuses. Feeling wronged, the wolf retreated to a safe distance and complained,
"You had no right to take what was mine."
The lion glanced back at the wolf, who was now far away, and replied,
"Yours? Did you buy it or receive it as a gift from the shepherd? Please enlighten me. How did it become yours?"
Moral of the story: what goes around comes around.
The Wolf and the Lion.
Once upon a time, there was a wolf who had snatched a lamb intending to eat it. As he was carrying the lamb to his den, he unexpectedly crossed paths with a mighty lion.
The lion wasted no time and took the lamb away from the wolf with no excuses. Feeling wronged, the wolf retreated to a safe distance and complained,
"You had no right to take what was mine."
The lion glanced back at the wolf, who was now far away, and replied,
"Yours? Did you buy it or receive it as a gift from the shepherd? Please enlighten me. How did it become yours?"
Moral of the story: what goes around comes around.
The Stag and His Reflection. Once upon a time, there was a graceful stag who came across a beautiful spring. When he looked into the clear water, he felt proud of his elegant antlers but embarrassed about his thin legs. He wondered why he had such lovely antlers and not so strong legs. Suddenly, he smelled danger. A panther was nearby. The stag hurriedly started running through the forest to escape, but his magnificent antlers got tangled in the tree branches. Sadly, the panther caught up with him. It was then that the stag realized his slender legs, which he had been ashamed of, could have saved him if he hadn't been so focused on his fancy antlers. Moral of the story: we often like things that are pretty instead of things that are useful.
The Mice and the Weasels. Once upon a time, there were mice and weasels who constantly clashed. The weasels were always victorious in these battles, and to make matters worse, they often feasted on the defeated mice. The mice felt hopeless and held a council to figure out their problem. They realized their army lacked leaders, which is why they kept losing. So they appointed several mice as generals and commanders to lead their troops. These new leaders, to stand out, wore fancy crests and decorations on their heads. After extensive training and preparation, the mice challenged the weasels to a final showdown. The weasels, always eager for a good meal and a fight, accepted the challenge and launched a massive attack on the mouse army. As the battle raged, the mouse soldiers retreated to their hiding holes, but the mouse leaders couldn't fit through the narrow openings because of their extravagant headgear. Sadly, not a single leader escaped the hungry weasels. Moral of the story: you have to work hard to be great.
The Fox and the Lion. Once upon a time, there was a young fox who had never seen a lion before. One day, while wandering in the forest, the fox encountered the mighty lion. The fox was so scared that it ran away as fast as it could to find a safe hiding spot. The next time the fox came across the lion, it cautiously hid behind a tree to observe the lion from a distance before quietly slipping away. But when they crossed paths for the third time, the fox decided to be brave. It walked up to the lion without trembling and greeted,
"Hello there, old friend."
Moral of the story: people who know about bad things can sometimes be fooled by them.
The Dog and Her Master's Dinner.
Once upon a time, there was a loyal dog who had a special job. Every day he carried his master's dinner in a basket without ever giving in to the delicious smells that tempted him. Other dogs in the neighborhood noticed what he was doing and tried to steal the food from him, but he always protected it. One day, all the neighborhood dogs gathered and confronted him on his way with the basket. The dog, trying to avoid a fight, stopped and explained himself. That was his mistake. The other dogs started making fun of him, making him feel foolish. Eventually, he gave in, dropped the basket, and took a big piece of roast meat meant for his master's dinner. In the end, he told the other dogs,
"Okay, you can share the rest.
The moral of the story: don't waste time arguing with temptation, the vain jackdaw, and his borrowed feathers. Once upon a time, there was a jackdaw who lived near the king's palace. He looked at the majestic peacocks in awe, wishing he could be as beautiful as them. The jackdaw wasn't particularly good-looking and lacked proper manners, but he believed he could become just like the peacocks if he dressed like them. One day, he collected some discarded peacock feathers and added them to his own black ones. With his new attire, he confidently joined his fellow jackdaws, pretending to be one of them. He then ventured into the garden where the peacocks lived. However, the peacocks quickly realized Jackdaw's true identity and were furious about his deceit. They attacked him, plucking both the borrowed feathers and some of his own. The moral of the story: you can't make a magnificent bird by borrowing feathers from someone else.
The Monkey and the Dolphin. Once upon a time, there was a Greek ship sailing to Athens. Unfortunately, it got wrecked near Athens's port Piraeus. Luckily, dolphins who were friendly to humans, especially Athenians, saved them from drowning by carrying them to shore. The Greeks used to take their pet monkeys and dogs on voyages. A dolphin, mistaking a struggling monkey for a person, let it climb onto its back and swam towards the shore. Perched proudly on the dolphin's back was the monkey. Assuming the monkey was an Athenian citizen, the dolphin questioned how often it visited Piraeus. The monkey proudly claimed to be a noble citizen who frequented Piraeus. The dolphin was surprised by this, and, upon realizing that the monkey had deceived it, the dolphin left the monkey to fend for itself and swam away to save a true human. Moral of the story: when you tell a lie, it's easy to tell more lies.
The Monkey and the Cat. Once upon a time, there was a cat and a monkey who lived together in the same house. They were best friends and often got into mischief together. Their favorite activity was finding food, and they didn't care how they got it. One day they saw some chestnuts roasting on the fireplace and wanted to eat them. They had to figure out how to get the chestnuts. The monkey, being cunning, said,
"I'm not as skilled at this as you are, so why don't you pull them out of the fire and we'll share them?"
The cat, with her careful paw, tried to grab a chestnut. Swiftly pulling back her paw, she pushed aside the hot cinders. She tried again, getting one chestnut out, but burning her paw. She repeated this several times, each time singeing her paw. The monkey, meanwhile, grabbed the chestnuts and ate them. Just as they finished, their owner came into the room, and the two friends hurried away. The cat had a burned paw and no chestnuts. From then on, they say the cat learned her lesson and stopped being friends with the monkey. Moral of the story: someone who flatters you is trying to get something from you.
The Bear and the Bees.
Once upon a time, there was a bear who loved berries. One day, while wandering through the forest, he stumbled upon a fallen tree that hid a hidden treasure: a beehive full of sweet honey. Curious and excited, the bear cautiously approached the log to check if the bees were home. Just then, a bee returned from gathering nectar in the clover field and realized what the bear intended. Without hesitation, the bee stung the bear and quickly retreated into the log. The bear was furious. He attacked the log, hoping to destroy the nest and get the honey. However, his actions only provoked the entire swarm of bees. Fearing for his safety, the bear had no choice but to run away, eventually finding refuge in a nearby pool of water. Moral of the story: it is better to remain quiet and have people think you are stupid than to open your mouth and remove all doubt.
The Fox and the Leopard.
Once upon a time, there was a fox and a leopard who had just finished a big meal and were feeling quite lazy. They began arguing about who looked better. The leopard was proud of his shiny spotted coat and looked down on the fox, saying the fox looked ordinary. The fox, on the other hand, liked his fluffy tail with a white tip, but knew he couldn't beat the leopard in looks. So he started making clever comments just for fun. This annoyed the leopard, and he was getting angry when the fox got up and stretch. Fox told the leopard,
"Sure, you have a fancy coat, but you'd be even better if you had a little more intelligence and less focus on your appearance. Like me. True beauty comes from being smart on the inside, not just looking good on the outside."
Moral of the story? Not everything that is look expensive is good.
The Dog in the Manger. Once upon a time, there was a dog who found a cozy spot in a manger full of hay. One day, tired and hungry cattle came back from working hard in the field and wanted to eat the hay. But the selfish dog wouldn't let them near the hay. He growled and snapped at them, acting as if the hay were the most delicious food ever. The cattle were let down and thought, "He is so selfish. He can't even eat the hay, but he won't share it with us, even though we're so hungry." Then the farmer arrived and saw what the dog was doing. He was very angry at the dog's selfishness. The farmer picked up a stick and chased the dog out of the stable, giving him a good scolding for his bad behavior. Moral of the story: do not be angry at other people because you cannot have the same things that they do. The Fox and the Goat.
Once a clever fox accidentally fell into a not-so-deep well and couldn't climb out. As time passed, a thirsty goat wandered by and saw the fox in the well. The goat assumed the fox was there to enjoy the water and asked if it was good. The crafty fox, seizing an opportunity, said,
"This well has the finest water in the whole area. Jump in and we can share it."
Without hesitation, the thirsty goat leaped into the well and began drinking. The fox, using the goat's back as a stepping stone, swiftly jumped on the goat's horns and escaped from the well, leaving the goat trapped. Realizing his predicament, the foolish goat pleaded with the fox to help him get out. But the fox, with a sly grin, replied,
"If you had thought as wisely as you have a magnificent beard, my friend, you would have ensured there was a way out before taking the plunge."
Moral of the story: think before you do something.
The Wolf and the Shepherd.
Once upon a time, there was a shepherd who had a flock of sheep. Among them, a cunning wolf lurked nearby. But he never attacked the sheep. Instead, he pretended to be a helpful companion to the shepherd. Over time, the shepherd grew comfortable and forgot the wolf's true nature. One day, the shepherd entrusted his flock to the wolf while he went on an errand. When he returned, he found the very wolf he had trusted had killed and taken that many of his sheep away. Moral of the story: once a wolf, always a wolf.
The Peacock and the Crane.
Once upon a time, there was a proud peacock who met a humble crane. The peacock wanted to show off his beautiful, colorful tail feathers to the crane and said,
"See how splendid I look with my rainbow-colored feathers. What do you have that can compare? Your feathers are just dull and gray."
In response, the crane unfurled his wide wings and gracefully flew towards the sun, inviting the peacock to follow him. Although the other ordinary barnyard birds surrounded it, the peacock stayed on the ground, unable to follow the crane into the sky. Moral of the story? The useful is more important and valuable than the ornamental.
The Farmer and His Sons. Once upon a time, there was a wise old farmer who knew his time on earth was running short. He called his sons to his bedside and shared an important message with them. He said,
"My dear sons, listen carefully. Promise me you will never sell our ancestral farm, a place that has been in our family for generations. Somewhere within its soil, there's a hidden treasure. I don't know the exact spot, but I'm certain it's there. Don't give up in your search. Put all your effort into finding it."
After their father passed away, the sons eagerly began digging all over the farm, using their shovels to turn over every inch of soil, searching every corner multiple times. However, they discovered no hidden gold or riches. But when harvest time came, and they tallied up their earnings, they realized something remarkable. Their farm had yielded a bountiful crop, and they had earned a substantial profit, far more than their neighbors. It dawned on them that the true treasure their father had spoken of was the wealth they had found through their hard work and dedication to the farm. The moral of the story: industry is a valuable thing.
The Goose and the Golden Egg. Once upon a time, there was a man who had an extraordinary goose. This goose would lay a stunning golden egg every single day. The man sold these golden eggs in the market and became quite wealthy. However, he grew greedy and impatient because he wanted to get rich even faster. One day, the man got a harmful idea. He thought that if he killed the goose and took out all the golden eggs at once, he would become extremely rich, instantly. So, he killed the goose. To his dismay, when he opened the goose, he found no golden eggs inside, and the goose was gone, forever. Moral of the story: people who want more will lose everything they have.
The Milkmaid and Her Pail.
Once upon a time, there was a girl who was bringing a big bucket of milk home from the cows. She had balanced the milk pail on her head as she walked. She had big dreams for what she could do with the milk. She thought,
"This milk will turn into creamy butter, and I'll sell it at the market. Then, with the money I make, I'll buy eggs to hatch into baby chicks. Those chicks will grow up and I'll sell them too. With that money, I'll get a beautiful new dress to wear to the fair. All the boys will want to talk to me, but I'll just send them away."
As she imagined herself being very fancy and important, she got so carried away that she tossed her head up in the air and, the milk pail fell off her head and all the milk spilled out. Her dreams of butter, chicks, and a new dress disappeared in an instant. Moral of the story: do not count your chickens before they hatch.
The Wolf and the House Dog.
Once upon a time, there was a skinny and hungry wolf who lived in the woods. He was always hungry, because the village dogs were always alert and guarded their homes. The wolf felt sad because he could hardly find any food. One night, the wolf met a chubby house dog who had wandered too far from his home. The wolf wanted to eat the house dog, but the house dog looked strong and capable of defending himself. So, the wolf talked to him instead and praised his appearance. The house dog said,
"You can be well fed like me if you leave the woods. There you struggle to find food, but if you follow my way, you'll have plenty."
The wolf was eager to know how, so he asked,
"What should I do?"
The house dog explained,
It's easy. Chase people with sticks, bark at beggars, and be friendly to the people in the house. In return, you'll get tasty food like chicken bones, meat, sweets, and even kind words and affection.
The wolf got excited, imagining all the delicious food and love he could receive. But then he noticed something strange on the house dog's neck.
"What's that on your neck?"
asked the wolf. The house dog hesitated, but then admitted,
"Oh, it's just a collar mark from the chain that ties me up sometimes."
"A chain?"
exclaimed the wolf.
"You can't go wherever you want."
The house dog shrugged.
"Not always, but what's the big deal?"
The wolf thought for a moment and realized that even though the house dog had food and comfort, he wasn't truly free. The wolf couldn't bear the idea of being chained and unable to roam the wild woods. He said firmly,
"I don't care about your feasts. I wouldn't trade my freedom for all the tasty food in the world."
And with that, the wolf ran back into the woods. Moral of the story: there is nothing more valuable than liberty.
The Cat and the Fox. Once upon a time, there was a cat and a fox who were on a journey together. As they traveled, they found some food here and there, like a little mouse or a plump chicken. While they ate, they started arguing about who was smarter. You know how sometimes friends argue playfully? Well, this was one of those times. The fox said,
"I'm really clever, you know. I know lots of tricks."
The cat replied,
"Well, I might only know one trick, but trust me, it's better than all of yours put together."
Just then, they heard a hunter's horn and the barking of hunting dogs nearby. Without wasting a second, the cat climbed up a tree and hid among the leaves. He called down to the fox,
"This is my trick. Let's see how good your tricks are."
The fox was in trouble. He had so many ideas on how to escape, but he couldn't decide which one to use first. He ran this way and that, with the hounds chasing after him. He tried to confuse them by running in circles and even went into several holes in the ground. But nothing worked. The hounds caught up to him, and sadly, they caught the fox and put an end to his boasting and all his tricks. Moral of the story: it is always better to be smart than sneaky.
The Fox and the Crow. Once upon a time, there was a clever fox who loved to find delicious food in the forest. One sunny morning, he smelled something yummy and followed his nose to a tree where a crow was sitting. What made this crow special was that she had a tasty piece of cheese in her beak. The fox thought,
"I don't need to look for food anymore. I can have that cheese for my breakfast."
He went closer to the tree and said,
"Good morning, beautiful crow."
The crow was wary of the fox, but she liked the compliments. She didn't want to be rude, so she said nothing and held on to her cheese. The fox continued to flatter her, saying how pretty she looked, how shiny her feathers were, and how lovely her wings were. He even said she must have a beautiful voice since she was so perfect. The crow started feeling proud and wanted to impress the fox, so she decided to sing for him. But as soon as she opened her beak to sing, the cheese fell into the fox's mouth. He quickly ate it and said,
"Thank you for the cheese. You do have a voice, but where are your wits?"
Then he walked away. Moral of the story: don't let flattery and sweet words cloud your judgment.
The Miller, His Son, and the Donkey.
Once upon a time, there was an old miller and his son. They had a donkey and were taking it to the market to sell. They wanted to make sure the donkey looked its best, so they walked alongside it instead of making it carry them. As they were walking, some travelers passing by laughed and said,
"Why are they walking when they could be riding? They're not very smart."
Miller didn't like being laughed at, so he told his son to ride the donkey. They continued on their way, and soon they met some merchants who scolded them, said,
"Respect your elders. Let the old man ride."
So Miller climbed onto the donkey, and his son walked. Further down the road, they came across some women with heavy baskets. One of the women said,
"Look at that old man on the donkey, while the poor boy has to walk."
To please the women, Miller had his son join him on the donkey. Then they encountered more people who criticized them, said,
"It's cruel to overload the poor donkey like that. They should be carrying the donkey, not the other way around."
Miller and his son decided to listen to this advice and got off the donkey. They tried to carry the donkey by tying it to a pole and lifting it up. This attracted a big crowd of people who laughed at the sight. The donkey got scared and started kicking and braying. Finally, as they crossed a bridge, the ropes broke and the donkey fell into the river. Feeling sad and foolish, Miller and his son went back home. The moral of the story: if you try to please everyone, you will not please anyone. The Ant and the Dove. Once upon a time, there was a kind-hearted dove and a hard-working ant. One day, the ant accidentally fell into a stream and couldn't swim. It tried its best to reach the shore, but it was struggling. The dove saw the ant's distress and wanted to help, so it dropped a small piece of straw into the water close to the ant. The ant held on to the straw like a tiny sailor clinging to a piece of wood during a storm. With the straw's help, the ant safely floated to the shore. Later on, something interesting happened. The ant saw a man who was about to throw a stone at the dove, trying to hurt it. But the ant, remembering the dove's kindness, wanted to protect its friend. So it quickly stung the man on the heel, causing him pain. Because of this sudden pain, the man missed his aim, and the dove was able to fly away to safety in a far-off forest. Moral of the story: a kind act never goes unnoticed.
The Wolf, the Kid, and the Goat.
Once upon a time, there was a mother goat and her little kid. They lived together and were very close. One day, the mother goat had to go to the market to buy some things for their home. Before she left, she told her kid,
"Please take care of the house while I'm gone. Don't let anyone inside unless they say, 'Down with the wolf and all his race.'"
Now, nearby, there was a sneaky wolf who overheard what the mother goat said. So as soon as she left, the wolf went to the house and knocked on the door.
"Down with the wolf and all his race,"
said the wolf softly, just like the mother goat had told the kid. But the kid was clever. He looked through a crack in the door and saw a shadowy figure outside. He felt worried and said,
"Show me a white paw, or I won't let you in."
Wolves don't have white paws, so the wolf couldn't show one. Sadly, he had to go away, hungry. The kid was cautious and smart. He said,
You can never be too sure.
As he watched the wolf leave. Moral of the story: having two people is better than one.
The Lion, the Donkey, and the Fox.
Once upon a time, there was a lion, a donkey, and a fox who went hunting together. They caught a lot of animals, like deer and rabbits. When it was time to share the catch, the donkey was in charge of dividing it. The donkey was very fair and gave each of them the same amount of food. The fox was happy with this arrangement, but the lion got really mad. He got so angry that he swiped his big paw and knocked out the donkey. The donkey couldn't help anymore. Then the lion turned to the fox and said,
"Now, you divide the food."
The clever fox didn't waste any time. He put all the food in one big pile. From that pile, he only took a tiny bit for himself, like the horns of a mountain goat and the end of an ox's tail. Now the lion was no longer angry. He asked Fox,
"How did you learn to divide so well?"
Fox replied,
"I learned from the donkey."
Then he moved away carefully. Moral of the story: learn from the mistakes of others.
The North Wind and the Sun. Once upon a time, the North Wind and the Sun had an argument about who was stronger. They wanted to prove it. So they saw a traveler walking by wearing a warm cloak. They decided to see who could make the traveler take off his cloak. The North Wind went first and blew a strong, icy wind at the traveler. The wind made the traveler's cloak flap around him, but he held onto it tightly. No matter how hard the North Wind blew, the traveler didn't let go of his cloak. Then it was the sun's turn. The sun started shining gently, giving off warm rays of sunshine. The traveler started feeling warm and comfortable. He unfastened his cloak and let it hang on his shoulders. As the sun's rays got warmer, the traveler became even hotter. So he took off his cloak and rested in the shade of a tree. Moral of the story: the sun showed that gentleness and persuasion can achieve more than force and power. The Hare and the Tortoise.
Once upon a time, there was a hare who was very fast, and a tortoise who was very slow. The hare liked to tease the tortoise and make fun of him for being slow. One day, the hare laughed and asked the tortoise if he ever reached anywhere because he was so slow. The tortoise didn't get upset. Instead, he said,
"Yes, I do, and I can get there faster than you think. Let's have a race to prove it."
The hare thought it was a funny idea to race the tortoise because he believed he would win easily. So they asked a fox to be the judge, and he marked the race's starting point. Then they were off. The hare was super speedy and quickly ran far ahead. To show how much faster he was, the hare even took a nap while waiting for the tortoise to catch up. Meanwhile, the tortoise didn't stop or give up. He kept moving slowly, but steadily, not getting discouraged. Eventually, he reached the spot where the hare was sleeping. The hare was still snoozing away. When the hare finally woke up, he realized the tortoise was almost at the finish line. The hare ran as fast as he could, but it was too late. The tortoise had already won the race.
The Hare and the Tortoise.
Once upon a time, there was a hare who was very fast, and a tortoise who was very slow. The hare liked to tease the tortoise and make fun of him for being slow. One day, the hare laughed and asked the tortoise if he ever reached anywhere because he was so slow. The tortoise didn't get upset. Instead, he said,
"Yes, I do, and I can get there faster than you think. Let's have a race to prove it."
The hare thought it was a funny idea to race the tortoise because he believed he would win easily. So they asked a fox to be the judge, and he marked the race's starting point. Then they were off. The hare was super speedy and quickly ran far ahead. To show how much faster he was, the hare even took a nap while waiting for the tortoise to catch up. Meanwhile, the tortoise didn't stop or give up. He kept moving slowly, but steadily, not getting discouraged. Eventually, he reached the spot where the hare was sleeping. The hare was still snoozing away. When the hare finally woke up, he realized the tortoise was almost at the finish line. The hare ran as fast as he could, but it was too late. The tortoise had already won the race.
Sign up for our newsletter and get a free 30-page activity book plus downloadable audiobooks, perfect for keeping your kids entertained on car rides or giving you a few quiet moments to get things done. Listen and learn fun educational audiobooks kids can follow along with. Read and Color, delightful reading and coloring books for ages 3 to 12 years old. Join our mailing list to get exclusive bonuses, get new freebies, sneak peeks, and early access to upcoming books. Keep your child excited about reading all year long.
Join a growing community of parents who want screen-free creative fun for their kids. Visit letscolorimaginations.com and don't forget to tell a friend.